Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. Now, what's this weather going on?
It's like, to all of our huge listening audience in the UK, which there are tens.
I know, tens of tens.
They're all over there freezing themselves to death because it's all Christmassy and they're all out eating chestnuts and
they're roasting
lager and blackcurrant in minus 16 degree temperatures. Probably thinking we're over here and it's 38 and we're on the beach eating barbecues and doing whatever people in Australia do.
No, it's 20 and rain.
It's raining. Goodness. Wet. Miserable.
Now, my love, Chatterbox. Now, what is Chatterbox for people who haven't tuned in before?
Well, for our first-time listeners, Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTIQ and tonight a community to have a bit of a chat with you and I, but also, I think most importantly, they get to choose four songs that best sum themselves up. It's a bit of a Desert Island Discs.
Yes, but tonight we've got a special guest, Mikey, on the show, and he's introducing two new things to Chatterbox as a guest.
Which are? What are they, Brett?
Well, firstly, he's from Adelaide.
He's our first Adelaidean.
Yes, so...
Or Radelaidean, as they like to call themselves.
Or we will debate whether it's Sadelaide or Radelaide.
Or Badelaide.
Or Badelaide. But he's also our first straight bloke.
He really is. We've got a straight bloke in the studio tonight for the first time. 21 shows in, and we've got our first straight bloke in the studio. So we will be raffling him off throughout the show.
You're banging. You're banging on the table again. My love, you have chosen a classic Maddie track.
I have. Look, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, she's in Madonna. The first track is Madonna Hung Up. The first reason is she's in the news at the moment. She's 56 and she's got her Nancy's out for Versace, for the new Versace campaign. She's got her boobies out. And can I say, not bad boobies
for
56.
Actually, they're not bad for someone in their 50s.
Yeah, not entirely sure we need to see them again.
No, but you know,
if that's what they look like at 56 and you're Madonna, knock yourself out, girl. And the second reason is...
Yes?
Oh, well, I will tell our listeners when we get back from gorgeous Madonna singing Hung Up. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
So slowly, time goes by. 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 So slowly. We'll be right back.
listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was the gorgeous Magadonna singing Hung Up.
Well, look, let me introduce our new guest. We met him at a party years ago. It was actually our party. He runs his own cafe. He's also MC extraordinaire at the only the hippest weddings in town. It's the fabulous Mikey Young.
Oh, welcome to Joy, Mikey Young. Now, Mikey Young, couple of things. Firstly, you're a gorgeous A, which is the ally in the gay alphabet.
Yes, I am.
And you're also our first straight man we've had in the studio.
Right, I didn't realise that before.
Thank you. Now, we played Madonna, Hung Up, earlier.
Yes.
And that was played rather a lot at a New Year's Eve party we'd had at our house, we think around 2005, 2006.
Oh, somewhere there.
That was the first night we met you.
Yeah, it was. I was brought along as a ring-in guest by my good friend Sally and Chris. And Sally's been on the show.
She has indeed.
In the past. Yes.
Wonderful Sally McPhee.
Yes.
Now, something happened at that party that just scarred me for the rest of my natural life. Yes. Can you remember what it was?
There was a rat.
Yeah.
There was a rat running around the house and everybody screamed and jumped on chairs.
Exactly.
I think including both of you guys.
Oh, no. Well, we were the first on chairs. It was the great rat incident of 2006. Now,
yes.
We do keep a very clean home. We're not.
Well, I'd like to backtrack a moment. It wasn't found in the house. It came in the house from the garden. So I wanted to clarify that to the listeners out there. We don't have a
when
sluttish
home. When
you
say it came in the house,
yes.
It was actually brought in the house
by our
morbidly obese cat that's never literally caught anything in his entire life. And he waited until 40 people were in our house on New Year's Eve to bring in a rat the size of him. It was a good, like, 4 or 5 kilos.
Big, but
in
it
my
was a
head,
big
it's 4 kilos. He didn't quite kill it. He just dumped it under the Christmas tree and left it to sort of go, nah,
and
nah.
My love, what was your reaction?
I screamed and went ballistic and I yelled at the cat like it could understand me. But, Mikey, what happened then after the half-dead rat was wiggling
well,
under
luckily,
the Christmas tree?
Everyone panics, except for one of our other very good friends, Pia, who took control. The whole situation, she picked the rat up.
And
everyone was shrieking.
We
were
really were. You don't put
there
a half-dead rat
in
the
a lot of homosexuals, and I'm quite surprised at you. You were acting like a homosexual.
Yeah. I just stood back a little bit, and Peter just took control, and she just grabbed the rat and walked around a corner behind a bin and dispatched the rat.
And smacked its head into a wall and put it in a bin.
Exactly. No fuss.
So it was a beautiful New Year's Eve.
But can I say thank you, Pia, because otherwise that rat would quite possibly still be decaying underneath the Christmas tree in Hawthorne somewhere.
You probably would have moved out.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Pretty much.
Left the Christmas tree up and just moved.
Burn everything. Absolutely. Well, thankfully, we're a little bit grown up now, and our cat hasn't done that in our new abode.
Our cat's now got dementia, so wouldn't know a rat.
Yeah. He's actually now got a boyfriend. He's made friends with the neighbour's cat.
Oh, really?
Charlie. Charlie's a beautiful Burmese, and all they do now, you know, like normally when cats attack one another, they do that whole Mexican standoff.
Yes.
They sit next to each other and just look out.
Right.
Like two old deers at the seaside.
At the vistas.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a study in apathy.
It's beautiful.
They just sort of face the other way and just ignore each other.
We won't fight. We'll just enjoy the beauty.
Hello, hello.
It's a nice place to be. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Mikey, only on Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest, Michael Young, tonight on Joy 94.9. Now, if you're one of Michael's posse, is that what they say? Is that what the straight people say?
Is that
say,
what the
Brett?
Young people say?
I don't know. Not lately.
No?
Okay. Maybe gang or
right. Crew. I think crew's a bit of a universal, yes?
Yeah.
If you down with Mikey, wit Mikey.
Yep.
We've already had one gorgeous
yes,
message.
And it's our guest from last week, the fabulous Dan Matheson.
And it says, hello, boys. So lovely to hear your voices again. Be nice to your first straight guest. Love, Dan Matheson. Of course we will, Daniel. You know we're very gracious hosts here at Chatterbox.
Absolutely. Now, Mikey, obviously with Chatterbox, we ask our guests to talk a little bit about their life through song and chat.
Sure.
And we normally start the show with talking a little bit about your early life.
Right.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in the Adelaide Hills.
Yes.
So I'm a South Australian.
Very pretty spot, the Adelaide Hills.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, if anyone hasn't been there, it's a little bit like the Dandenongs. Right? The yes. Rangers, not the not Dandenong.
Not, Dandenong,
not Dandenong Plaza.
Plaza.
No.
It's a world of
big
difference.
Big shout out to our listeners in Dandenong tonight.
Yes, yes. So like rolling hills and trees and country, nice countryside. Yeah, so it's not gorgeous. Far from the city.
It's very close to the city. I was always, it's like 20 minutes, isn't it? It's
yeah, not quite. Not oh, quite. Well. But
a helicopter.
Maybe helicopter.
28 minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, North Road, South Road gets very busy this time of year.
Yeah, it does.
So whereabouts in the hills of Adelaide? Because that's quite general.
Mm. I grew up in a little town called Meadows.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is a really butch name for a town. It was near
absolutely
Meadows.
Manly Meadows.
Manly Meadows, yes.
Did they have a football team or a cricket team?
They had a football team. They were called the Meadows Bulldogs.
I love it. They're trying to butch up Meadows.
And the colours...
Should we be called the Meadow Milkmaids? No, exactly. Bulldogs.
Yeah, and the colours are green and gold.
Oh, very, so, very Australian.
Yes.
Not original, but Australian.
Yes.
And what was it like growing up in the hills of Adelaide in Meadows?
It was lovely. We had a pine forest nearby.
Oh, cows. Nice.
Cows on the farm. It was a proper farm with cows and
did you grow up
dogs.
In the 40s?
No. It was
cows.
It was in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, I went to a country high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I almost narrowly avoided becoming a bogan.
Well done.
It was a career path that I could have taken.
I was going to say it's a bit hard not to in Adelaide.
It was difficult to avoid. I was compelled somehow. I avoided it.
You had to opt out.
I
almost.
Opted out. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. It was quite fun for a little while.
So how many people roughly lived in Meadows? Was it a super small town or was it?
Probably about 150 in the town.
So it was.
Yeah, it was small. It had two shops. There's lots of farms around there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And we're quite close to the wine areas, McLaren Vale, McLaren Flat, which a lot of people would know.
It's gorgeous. I remember years ago looking out on the hills around McLaren Vale, going out to the beach, and they're very reminiscent that bit of Adelaide, because Adelaide and Perth have that beautiful Mediterranean climate, but that bit that goes out to the sea almost looks like the hills of Spain or something.
Yeah.
Because very dry and hot during summer. Gorgeous. Nice bit of Australia.
It was amazing. And that's why I moved to Melbourne. Somehow I resisted the urge to stay there.
Now, tell us about the first track, because initially I looked at it and I went, what the hell? I've never heard of this song. As soon as it started playing, then I knew it.
Can I also say, can you just share with the listeners how you set the song up when you texted it through to me? Because I thought it was gorgeous because it just summed it up perfectly.
Well, I described the song as can I tell the name of the song or is it a surprise?
Yeah. So of course.
This is Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill, and this is the bloke's version of Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush.
And as soon as you said it, it made perfect sense.
Yeah. And like the criteria for choosing your first song was something that from your early days of growing up, and to me this song reminds me of like growing up in the hills and being a boy and out in the open and discovering the world and those sort of things. And I actually looked up a little bit about it. I just liked the song, but I did some research on it afterwards. And it was when Peter Gabriel left Genesis.
Yep.
And it was about him sort of letting go of something safe and putting himself out there into the wide
just
world.
A bitchy song.
Oh, yeah, in a way, it was a bit of a song about just...
It was a smackdown to Phil Collins.
It was screw you, Phil Collins.
I was going to say, enough of the RuPaul references, Andrew. It's Mikey's story tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. So this makes... this. Just imagine me in the Adelaide Hills, out in the open on a cold winter's day. It's just... Just knock them off.
Never mind the furniture. Don't worry.
I'm using my hands.
Gesticulate away. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And this sums up my growing up in the hills.
Now, I didn't know this song when you sent it through, but to Brett's point, as soon as you heard it, it was like, know it, love it. So, without further ado, we will play Mikey's first track tonight, which is Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill. You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Blowing time stood still. vibration, my heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was Peter Gabriel singing Salisbury Hill, which is the first track of our lovely guest tonight, the wonderful Mikey Young. Now, we have had a thrush of messages come through in the
absolute
first 23
flurry of messages. And first off, hi boys, loving the shows tonight. Great to hear Mr. Young's voice on the airwaves. Enjoy. Australia, smiley face. Chris from Paran.
Oh, and I'm assuming that's Chris Andrews. Hi, Chris Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, Chris.
You got in a lot earlier this week than you did on the week your wife was in when you sent through a text message at 10:59. So well done. You're with the program.
And speaking of Chris's fabulous wife, who's on the show, she's also sent through a message saying, hello, boys. Always a thrill to be listening to you three very excellent human beings on the radio. Dearest Mikey, what a stellar A lumpy cuddles all round.
Now, you've missed the punctuation, Brett. It says, what a stellar A.
Oh, sorry.
Lumpy cuddles all round.
Well, if someone wasn't moving the mouse, I'd probably be able to read out the email.
And speaking of gorgeous Sallys, we've got another gorgeous Sally. Sally Louise Streisand, not Sally Louise McPhee, saying, love the show, boys. Please remind all the listeners to be kind to retail hospitality staff this Christmas with love from an old girl. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Another one came in, and this is quite hilarious. Finally, Mikey's on the radio. This evening's show is a lineup made in heaven. Love from Mark from Balaclava. And in brackets...
Oh, that guy.
Aaron is at Perry, but he's Mikey's number one fan.
And by Perry, it's not Neil Perry's restaurant. Aaron, who is his 40-year-old boyfriend, is jumping up and down right now at a Katy Perry concert. Age inappropriate, frankly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, normally, this is part of the show that we go into and ask our member, our guest, about their coming out story. But obviously...
I haven't come out.
You haven't come out.
How did your parents take it when you told them you were straight? You've got a connection to the GLBTI community.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, obviously, I've got lots of gay friends.
You're a solid... in your words, you're a what was it? You're a magnificent A, I think it was.
I think those are Sally's words.
Yes, maybe it was.
Yeah, but so I've got a gay sibling, a younger brother. So I guess my connection to the community was partly through that. But I'm the oldest of my family, so yep. I went off and ventured into the world a little bit earlier than my brother. So I managed to make friends with people in the community just from going to uni and going to parties and pubs and things like that.
Yeah.
So by the time my brother came out, I'd already met and became friends with gay people who identified with being gay. So, yeah, it wasn't really a big deal for me when it actually happened.
Was your brother comfortable coming out to you, or was it a difficult? Because, I mean, I think growing up in a town where you said there were how many people...
There was 150.
That must have been... Well, I'm not going to preempt anything, but given the guests that we've had on previously, when they've grown up in a rural area or a slightly secluded area, they've often said it's been slightly harder because it's just a smaller community and you sort of know everybody. Was that the case for your brother and for your family?
Yeah, I think so. Like, there was people that I went to high school with that came out as being gay later in life, but I didn't even realise, there was no one who was openly gay around me as growing up. So it was a bit of a surprise later on, but then again, I thought, well, that makes sense too, because I'm over a little bit camp or didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Both of those are usually.
And someone that had a girlfriend came out later on.
So. I know. Yeah. I've always found that interesting.
Yeah. So it was interesting. So I'm that guy. One of those guys or girls or whatever who the gay country kids are worried about. You know.
Yeah.
Revealing themselves to. And I don't know how I would have reacted if someone in my high school or my primary school had come out.
Did it take you moving away, though, and actually being introduced to gay people for then, say, for example, when your brother came out, it made it much easier to take or to get your head, not to take, but to get your head around, I suppose.
Yeah, I think I spent a couple of years just sort of meeting a few people. And then when he came out, we lived in a big share house, and he came out to some people in the house, and they said, "Don't tell Mikey, because we don't think he can handle it."
Wow.
Yeah. And that really hurt my feelings when he told me that. Because when he told me, I went, "Oh, okay." And then I said, "Well, you're still my brother. Doesn't matter. I still love you." And then in the back of my head, I was going, "Oh, yeah, all these things that happened make sense to me now."
Yeah.
And then he told me that the housemates and friends had said, "Don't tell Mike." And it hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I was like, "What about me made you think that I would be intolerant to hearing this?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing hearing you say that, because it's even just recently in the banter that we've had on Facebook or via text message, you seem very accepting and very, well, just a fabulous A.
Fabulous A. When I hear the word A, I always think asshole.
Well, can I say...
No, we got told off the other day because we were saying A and they said, "Isn't that asexual?" It's like, no, it's ally. We don't need to add any more.
We also had
letters.
Anna Murphy from Murphy's Law on from Saturday, Friday Morning Drive, who thought the A in the GLBTIQA alphabet stood for Anna Murphy. So, actually doesn't. It stands for ally.
Oh,
ally.
Bless Anna Murphy. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy with our special guest Mikey tonight on Joy 94.9.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our wonderful guest tonight, the lovely Mikey Young on Joy 94.9. Now, if you haven't tuned into the show before, we are just at the halfway mark, and we are a late night talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTIQ, and tonight A, which stands for ally, not asshole, or any of those other words that we discussed before the break.
Asexual or animurphy.
Absolutely. Yeah. To talk about themselves, tell their story, and also get to pick four tracks and, just have a bit of a yarn with Brett and I. Now, Mikey, before we went to the break, we were talking about your connection to the GLBTIQA community.
Yes.
But just give us we're on to your second song now. Just maybe set that up for the listeners at home.
Okay, so the second song I chose was a Portishead track. As a young man, went into the coolest record shop in Adelaide and purchased Portishead Dummy. And the cool guy behind the record store counter went, "This is the album of the year."
Wow. And nailed it.
I nailed it.
Portishead are uber cool. They still are.
Super cool. So I went, wow, like, I've impressed this guy for a start. So I suddenly realized I was finally cool. Eventually, after being like nerdy and awkward for all of my life. And eventually I managed to get to see Portishead in concert at their peak in 98 in Adelaide in the Theberton Theatre. And it was the best concert I'd ever been to.
Oh, wow.
This actual track is a kind of jazzy sort of mix of theirs, and it was on the Rebirth the Cool CD, which all the young cool hipsters used to listen to.
Well, it's so cool and so hip, you can't get it on iTunes, quite frankly.
Exactly. No.
It was on Rebirth the Cool 5, which is spelled P-H-I-V-E. It was that cool.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why you couldn't find it, obviously.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a funny story, after the Portishead concert, this is a connection to the gay community.
Yeah.
I was on a bus with the boyfriend of one of my partner's workmates who had taken a shine to me and decided that I look like Gary Barlow from Take That. he said I was a spitting image of him. And
Gary Barlow!
Yeah, so we caught public transport away from the party, and he spent a good 15 minutes to 20 minutes pointing at me with all the regular people on the bus going, "Hey, everybody, look, it's Gary Barlow from Take That," in the loudest voice possible. So that's my other connection to this song.
Oh, that's brilliant. Brilliant. Would you like to introduce the song, Mikey?
Yeah, so this is Portishead, Revenge of the Number.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox tonight.
Thank you.
listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was Revenge of the Number by Porter's Head, which was the second track of our great, wonderful, fabulous A guest tonight, the wonderful Mikey Young. Now, Brett.
Can I say, Mikey?
Yes.
You're a very popular young man.
You are uber popular. Now, uber is German for super.
Yeah. Have you met my wife, the comedian?
I'm just trying to make us international, Brett.
We've had some messages from some of our neighbours.
Well, it's like the Jerry Lewis. What's that thing that he does?
The telethon, my love. The telethon.
Like the Jerry Lewis telethon tonight, in here, quite frankly. The phones are ringing off the hook. We've had one that says, I'm a one of Mikey's crew. I think that's referring to my old man reference. Loving the show. He told me he was secretly hoping you guys would try to turn him. Good luck with that. Cheers, Paul from Murrumbeena. Saucy Paul from Murrumbeena.
And I think it's Paul's lovely partner, Meeks, have then sent one saying, Mikey sounds like a spank. I love his radio voice. Is he single? Oh, that's a bit saucy as well. What's going on in Murrumbeena?
She's pretending to be like a single chick.
You pair of Murrumbeena minxes, you.
Yes.
Yeah. I know who she is.
Oh, we've had another one that says, that's it. I'm changing Mikey's name in my phone to Gary Barlow. Chris from Paran.
And finally, Emma says, hello, Andrew and Brett. Very nice to hear your voices. Please tell Mikey to pull his socks up.
Brutal.
I know, Harris. That's Emma. That's our little thing when we're at the parties and we get a little bit angry with each other.
Pull your socks up,
Emma.
I like that. That's really cute.
Yeah, it's
that's nice. Now, Mikey, you're not only an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You run your own business, a cafe 7 days a week, which must be bloody hard work.
It is hard work, yes.
Yeah, but you're also a dad.
I am. I've got a little girl called Violet.
Yeah. How old is lovely Violet?
She's 12. She's going to go to high school next year.
Please give Violet a shout out on the radio. Hopefully she's in bed.
She's going to listen to the podcast.
Right. Good. So we'll cut out all the dirty language.
Yeah,
then.
I knew she'd love to get a mention on the radio.
Hi, Violet.
Hi, Violet.
I love you, Violet.
We love you, Violet.
Oh, everyone loves you. She's going to be famous after this. Violet's going to high school next year.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is that daunting?
It's daunting for me.
Because you're just about to move house because of high school, aren't you?
Yeah, I moved house just to get her into the area of a school that I wanted.
Oh, my God.
That's a good dad.
Yeah.
That's a good dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I moved. Her mum didn't move.
Yeah.
Now, her mum and I get along really well.
Let's not pick that scab on the edge.
We get along very well, so...
I was going to say clang.
Clang. So she'd see the funny side of that comment, hopefully.
Are you nervous about having a teenage daughter?
I'm a little bit. Yeah, she's pretty cute and cuddly still, but she's getting really, really bossy.
Yeah.
A good thing about her growing up is she's become more organized and she's a timekeeper in the mornings, so she gets
me off to
work on time and her to school on time. So yeah.
That's a good thing though.
I'm going to encourage that trait.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's very good.
Now, Mikey, we were talking before we came into the studio that you were sort of, you know, in your words, working for the man for a long time.
Yes.
And then a couple of years ago, you went into your own business.
Yeah. So I bought a business that was already existing, so I didn't start it for myself. And, and prior to that, I used to run a whole bunch of pharmacies for other people.
Yep.
So I had good business and financial experience. But I wanted something for myself.
Is it much, much harder working for yourself, or is that sense of freedom working for yourself?
There's a sense of freedom, which is really rewarding, but it is a lot harder.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a head office or a HR department or a finance department backing you up. And you can't
rig in sick.
No, never. No, but look, I've got some really, really great staff who are very supportive. So it's the next best thing to having a partner or a support department. They are my support department. Yeah. So. Yeah. Now, I promise to give a shout out to Nancy, who's my manager.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Yes, she's promised to listen tonight. I describe Nancy as my mummy wifey in the business.
So your daughter's your organiser.
Yeah.
And your manager
is my mummy wifey.
Is your mummy wifey.
Yeah.
You've got it made, exactly. Mikey. You've got it made. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy tonight with our very special guest, Mikey, only on Joy 94.9.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the lovely Mikey Young on Joy 94.9. Now, Mikey, we are pretty much at the point of the show where we are going to get you to introduce your third track for the night.
Yes, good.
This was another one that wasn't on iTunes.
No.
I know, we just thought, like, have we missed out now? Has that edgy music craze just has passed us by?
It's when I knew I was old.
Yeah.
But I'm actually only 3 years older than Mikey, and he's 4 years older than you.
I know, so I know.
This is when we knew we were obsolete.
Absolutely,
Brett.
My love.
I had a longer tail end to being a trash bag. Who knows? Actually, that's probably true.
You wound down slower.
Yeah. I hung onto it.
Right. Okay.
So why this track?
This is a track that we used to, a whole bunch of friends and I, we used to kind of like fool around with being DJing and stuff, which is quite easy to do because there's the technology's out there. So we used to trot this track out at a lot of our parties.
DJs around the world now are just clenching their fists going, dare he say it's easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't easy to be good. It was easy to be bad. So this is a song we used to try it every now and then at our parties and house parties and things like that. And I actually played this at Chris and Sally's wedding. There's quite a good story attached to it where I was I got to be the MC and I got to DJ as well. Yeah. So I was hogging the limelight.
And it was about 49 degrees, wasn't it?
It
that
was,
day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was the hottest day. How Sally and Chris remained in their beautiful wedding attire. Well done, kids.
They did very well. And I remember putting this song on as a favourite of those guys when from the party days. And a waiter running from the kitchen towards me. And I was thinking, oh, my, because I was tweaking the, you know, you tweak the volume up every now and then, just... Yeah. It was in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, he's going to tell me to turn the music down. And he ran up to me and he went, oh, my God, June. It was like, he was so excited. And then he went on to tell me that he could tell we're all from Melbourne because the music we're playing was so good. So it made me feel really good.
Oh, my God.
And was
God.
That tune C-H-O-O-N?
It was, yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
We really need to big up tune.
Yeah, big it up, big it up, Brett. Yep. So, Mikey, what is your third track?
So this is Miss Kitten and the Hacker, and it's called Rippin' Kitten.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Mikey Young, on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Mikey Young on Joy 94.9. Now, Brett, what time of the night is it, please?
It's Out of the Box, where you ask our guests some embarrassing and very funny questions.
All right. Well, Mikey yes. Young, the young one, what's the most embarrassing outfit you've ever worn?
Okay. So this is an easy one. So this is a party outfit. I dressed as a Swedish tennis player from the 80s. So I had a long, like a blonde wig. I actually got an Andre Agassi wig.
Yeah.
I dressed in skin tight out of their tracksuit pants. So I stuffed two tennis balls into the right-hand side pocket. And I proceeded to hug anyone that came near me. And I got some very, very amazing reactions from them.
Can I say, we used to know somebody that used to go cycling.
Yes.
That used to like to hug us.
Yes.
In their cycle pants.
It was so awkward.
And it wasn't nice. And they didn't have tennis balls in their pockets. It was just, it wasn't nice. It was super uncomfortable.
Actual balls.
It was actual balls on the leg. And it was a family member.
It was ugly.
Let's move on to the next question.
Okay, yeah, I think we should.
Now, Michael.
Yes.
What's your guilty pleasure or that embarrassing TV or TV show or movie that you just love? You know it's awful, but you love it anyway.
This probably doesn't sound that guilty, but it's actually Friends.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
That's magnificent.
I had a really hard time telling people, when I was at university, telling people that I like Friends.
Yeah.
They would, a lot of people I knew would turn their nose off at Friends. I love Friends.
It was seminal.
I would watch it in secret and private.
Yeah. It's. Can I say, when we were sitting at a well-known bar downstairs before you got there tonight, there were two clearly regulars that turned up.
Yes.
That sneered at Brett and I because it was like that episode of Friends when somebody else was sitting on the couch. Yes. we were clearly sitting in their seat.
Yeah.
Now, Friends is fabulous. It's still funny today, and I just love everybody in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I did keep it a secret.
Great choice. And finally.
Yes.
What's your guilty pleasure? What's that song in your collection that you don't want people to know is there, but you love it?
Guilty pleasure. So, it's quite funny. I didn't realise this until Andy made a reference to Barbara Streisand. I really, really love the song Guilty with Barbara Streisand and Barry Gibb. Yeah. And I put it on the playlist and put it on at parties. It's a great, it's an amazing
Nothing
song.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
It's a killer album.
And people go, Mikey, what are you doing? What are you doing, Mikey? And I go, this is a really good song. Just listen to it. It's amazing. And they just...
I love it.
Can I say, have you ever seen the album cover?
Oh, yeah.
It's her and Barry Gibb all dressed in white, which sounds a little bit like your most embarrassing outfit when you wore the tennis thing. Yeah,
exactly. And I think liking these sort of songs is the reason why I'm an A.
An A, yeah. Absolutely. A staunch A, absolutely.
Yep. Staunch, for sure.
Well, oh my goodness. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Mikey, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the lovely Mikey Young on Joy 94.9.
Now, we've just had a couple of final messages sent through. First off, I'd like to read this one out by Sally. June! Brilliant. And Chris suggests that we should have our own Chatterbox Spotify playlist, my love.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Chris. You just need to let us know what Spotify is.
Oh, okay. I'll chat to you guys afterwards.
All right.
And finally...
Thank you, Techno Man.
I was going to say, finally, our fabulous, quite regular guests, Moira and Ross, sending through going, hi, boys, our guilty pleasure is listening to you two, lying in bed, listening to your dulcet tones and pleasuring ourselves thereby. She's filthy.
Yeah, there's a mental picture I'm never going to get out of my head, quite frankly.
Now, Mikey, just because we are running out of time...
Yep.
Tell us about your final track tonight that you've chosen.
Okay, so I chose this track. The final track was the hardest to choose because I think I got a little bit stuck in the past with my music choice. I picked the song as a bit of a nod to the community. I thought it'd be friendly to most of the listeners, not all of them.
Yeah.
And the reason why I chose this track is it just signifies that I love a great pop track. Finally craft a pop track.
And this is a really good pop track.
It's a great pop track.
No matter who put it out or who...
Pack of old slappers singing it.
Exactly. I've got nothing in common with these people. But I really, really love the track. It's the only song that they do that I like. This is Girls Aloud called Shots.
Okay, well, boys, it's that time again. Any final words for tonight?
No, Mikey, thank you so much for coming on and being such a wonderful, wonderful guest.
Thank you. It was easy.
Thanks, Mikey, and good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Just 'cause you're raising the bed. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.